On your HF radio, get stuck and it won't budge.
Technical question, or is this a joke?
This is no joke. I'm actually serious. My drive power control won't move.
So, when you say power control, you're talking about your power output. You can't change it.
That is correct. It's been kind of tight for a while now, but I've gone to the point where I can barely move it.
Now, what kind of radio is it?
It's an Omni D10Tech.
I really don't know anything about those. I've got an Icon 7300. It's fairly simple to change the power level on it. I think somebody doubled with you there.
So go ahead, other station. I guess there isn't anybody there, but, yeah, so this is, you know, one of the old, you know, fashion rigs, you know, it's all of it is like knobs and how you control it, so, but it's pretty funny because it just won't budge. It just can't figure out what went wrong.
This is www.z900.com. Alexander, see if you can get in touch with Chad, say those words. He may not be able to answer the question.
Yeah, that will do.
Well, it's very loud and clear. I'm talking on a Motorola handy talkie, so can you give me a signal report real quick?
Coming in fairly well. There's a little bit of white noise on there, but it's hardly noticeable.
I appreciate that, and Alexander, you're about the same. I can hear you very well. You're coming into the theater, sir. And I'm happy to ask since you said with you. This is KO4, WWZ. I'll be clear on your final. Hope to hear you on the net tonight.
Then, 7-3, have a good rest of your day, and other station, you still there? I mean, KO4CBA?
This is KB4CBA. Yeah, and so, what power level is it stuck on?
Looks like it's between the 5 and the 6, but, I'd say maybe that's roughly 50 watts or so, because it's funny with my drive, because if I put it on 0 and then move it up to 1 or 2, you know, I don't really get much power because I have a, little display on my tuner that tells me it's the power starts at 10, so 1 or 2 doesn't give me much power, but anyway, I start getting power around 3 or 4, but so yeah, I mean, this beats me that something this crazy, a drive control getting stuck. I mean, it was working fine. I was, you know, excited. I was actually working, trying to get, you know, hoping to get contacts this evening, but I can't really move my drive too much. I don't think that'll be happening.
Well, I'm sorry you're having that problem. 50 isn't bad, though. I mean, my 7300 only puts out 100, and you'd be surprised what you can do. I mean, on the single side band net that I check into every night on 80 meters, it's 33.915. You know, I could probably, with some of the guys that call the net, they call it up here in the upstate, I could probably check in, with 5 watts or less. I don't. I mean, I just don't mess with that, but it's called QRP. And, heck, 50 watts, that's not bad.
Also got a question for you. I heard there's a 10-meter net at 7:30 every Sunday night. Now, Sunday night, I tuned up. I was a little bit late. I think it was roughly 7:45. So do you know if the fight was, I didn't hear anything. Do you know if I was just too late and, the net's really short?
Well, it could be that the net doesn't last very long. Some nets don't last but 10 or 15 minutes just because of the amount of people that check in. It just depends. And but you can look on the AWRL website. It should give you the nets in your area and, with the times and frequency and all that.
I kind of looked into that before, but I was told about this net and I wrote it down. So, then Sunday night I was kind of disappointed that I didn't hear anything, but my receiver was looking fine because I tuned just a little bit off, and I think I heard someone calling CQ.
Well, 10 meters is an interesting band because it was with the contest this weekend. It was just wide open, in the middle of the day, at middle of the afternoon, and. Are you, is this net on sideband or what?
Guessing so, the guy didn't say if it was on sideband or not. It's in the voice frequency range, so I'm guessing so. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Would be important to know. Because it could be CW, it could be FM. Although, I don't know if there's any 10-meter repeaters around here unless they're doing simplex. Need to find out what mode they're using.
Know for sure that it's not CW, because if they're doing CW, it would be out of the band area for CW.
Well, yeah. Excuse me, the frequency will tell you a lot. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here and go in and pay for the clinic and do a little warm-up for my knees and get ready for this clinic. So I'm going to jump out of here, but it's good to talk to you. And I like the way you do your call. You kind of drag out that four, that number four. So that's going to be your trademark. You have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, clear after your final.
4ULP, and 7-3, and I'll be clear but listening.
K4WZN, this is KO4WZN.
RD, this is KO4ULP.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. How are you this evening, Alexander?
How about yourself?
Pretty excellent. Can you tell the difference in my radio now?
Sounding a lot clearer.
From the handy to the modal.
So, what you up to today?
Well, I just got off work maybe about an hour ago. I come up here to my old office location to visit with a few friends of mine who are former cool co-workers. I've been on and off the radio today, and, quite frankly, this is the first time I've heard you on during the day. I wanted to Q-show with you. That station, what are you saying about how you drag out the floor? He's right. You got a really good trademark going on there, buddy.
I guess every station has to have their special way of saying their call sign.
I hear you. I always say Zed at the end of nine instead of Zulu just because I feel like I can say that better than I can say Zulu.
And you know, for some stations, use special photonics. Like, there was one that was, like, really quick operator, I believe, and, like, one that was never give up, and they created one for me, but I haven't really used it much. They created ultra light player for me.
Player, now that's pretty cool, buddy. I like that. Hey, you still in school?
Well, so, yes, I'm in the 7th grade.
Hey, listen, young man, don't give up. Make sure you graduate.
I plan to definitely go through high school, and from there, I don't know if I would pursue a college career or a trade.
Depends on what you have, you know, what you want to do. To me, if I could get my CDL license and work my way up into being a local tanker driver, I could make about $112,000 a year. And right nowadays, that's pretty good money.
It is, but yeah, I still haven't decided, you know, what I'd want to do yet, so, yeah, I still have a little ways to go to decide, so, you know, not really too much of a rush.
Oh, I see you have an interest in radio communications because you're a ham radio operator. Have you ever looked into maybe doing like a news cameraman job? They have to always keep licenses to communicate because of the FCC.
You know, like commercial broadcasting. I'm not sure, though. You know, also enjoyed, you know, working woodworking. You know, like cabinetry, kind of at a time. So, and I still kind of do enjoy it. I just don't do much. Haven't done much of it. There's a lot out there, and I just, you know, I've met, you know, some people on here that have had some really interesting jobs that I never even knew of. Like, one guy was a loadmaster, and I never knew there was, you know, such a thing working on airplanes.
It's like being an auto mechanic. You just work on planes instead of cars.
I'm not sure if a loadmaster is quite like an auto mechanic. He pretty much decide, you know, what size where the load goes so the plane is able to take off safely.
Hey, never mind. He's more of a logistics kind of guy. Sort of.
Okay, yeah. That's probably about the gist of it there.
How long have you been a ham, Alexander?
November the 3rd, when I got my license. About 5 months.
You and me have something in common. We're both relatively new. I just got my license maybe a month ago.
I really enjoyed the hobby, and you know, I was on 10. I've been on 10 meters a little bit. Made one QSO so far, and you know, been kind of listening a few times, see if I could hear anybody. And now my jar is busted, so. Seems like I've had a good bit of, you know, figuring out to do with my setup here because first I thought I wasn't receiving with my rig. It turned out that I was, it just didn't set something right. And then after we figured that out, then it wasn't transmitting. A wire's broken in my microphone. And then my antenna SWR is too high, which I was easily fixed with a tuner. And now my drive won't turn. So, you know, hopefully this will all work out, and I'll be on air again on 10 meters soon with no more problems.
Try a radio, you got Alexander.
Plus, I got an Omni D 10 tech, and for 2 meter, I have an Anytone mobile 25 watt radio. And then I have a small little Bofang 5-watt radio, and then a 10-way, 10-watt handheld.
Well, you're doing pretty good, Alexandra. I tell you, those dial things, you can listen to anything on dealing with public safety. Have you ever thought about programming the police and fire frequencies? WWZ and Alexander for ID. I know that's not right, but
P for station ID. Yeah, but I have thought about that, but I know a retired fire chief who's also a ham radio operator, and he said all the local police and firemen have now switched to like digital radios, and now that means ham radio operators are no longer, or, you know, I can't really tune my radio to their frequency that they use anymore.
I hear you. I'll tell you what, I have a lot of quite a few Motorola radios, and, this Max Track is just my damn tuner. It works really good for what I need it for, what I want to do, use it for. And I just want to tell you, you know, you can get these Motorola mobiles and HTs. You know, if you have a friend who's a retired fire chief, if you can get set up with some Motorola gear, you can mod the Motorolas to do the hand bands. And you'll be coming in really loud and clear.
They make the Motorola ham radio, or are you talking about just for, like, the firemen?
Motorola's name is business, commercial business, and public safety. However, you can find these Motorola radios that the public businesses and public safeties have used, and you can buy them, and you can turn them into ham radios. Now, how to do that, I don't know yet. I want to learn as much as I can about modding these things so I can be able to do all the modification and anything I would need to do to it myself. But let me tell you, if you can get your hands on some Motorola gear, I know it's only monodamed, but you will have a glass talking on it, trust me.
I'll keep that in mind, and when I see my friend, the fire chief, I'll definitely talk to him about it.
I'll make you a deal. Since you and me are both new hams, you give me some time, I will look on eBay for some Motorola HTs. And I might even try and find a Motorola mobile. Now, it's not going to be right away. It's going to be a few months. But I will do my best to find you some Motorola gear. And I'm going to find a way to get it to you. So you can have some commercial gear radios that are modded for the ham bands.
Thank you for that. And, I'll check to see with the retired fire chief if he still has connections with the fire department. He's technically still a volunteer, and I'll see if I can see if they're going to retire him. The radio's here shortly, and if I can get my hands on a few, I'll definitely let you know. So if I'm going to do that, let me get you down in my logbook here. Just get it open here, and I'll get your call sign and name, please.
The call sign here is Kilo Oscar 4. Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ. My name is Chen, Charlie Hotel Alpha November.
So I have for the call sign KO4WWZ and for the name Chan, if I'm correct.
My whole entire first name is Chandler, but I go by Chan for short.
Yeah, if you go by Chan for short, that's where you go by. I'll just write that down in my log book. But, my cousin just called me for dinner, so I have to go down and eat. And it was nice talking with you. And this is KO4QLP, and I'll be clear after your final. 7-3, my friend.
7-3, Alexander. Now, I'll be looking out for you, some Motorola stuff on eBay. It might be a few minutes before I can physically buy anything, but I will do my best to keep my end of the deal. 7-3, God bless, and I'll be listening. I'm going to make a quick call to another ham real quick. KJ4WZM, this is KO4WWZ. Negative contact, I'll be listening on the side.
KO4HKX, KO4NUE. KO4HKX, KO4NUE. 4NUE, no contact. I'm QSY.
4NUE, KO4WWZ. Contact, KO4WWZ, I'll be listening. WWZ monitoring. Quick checker, Mike, you're keying up way too much.